This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:09, it's hump day. Day one of the not knowing. We're a couple hours into that. John's already up. I can hear the news in the other room. I'm like, you're not going to find out. Don't. And it's not happening. Another thing that we don't know is where the hell Vinny is.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sure he's out there with the kids.
Guess he's out there with the kids. Let's be quiet for 1 second. Turn him up. Let's hear if we can hear what
all
he's saying.
All the way up. All the way up. Let's see.
That's him all the way up.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I can't hear. I thought I could have sworn I heard him in the background there. Well, anyway.
He's probably printing something.
Isn't his printer right there?
I think his printer's right there, yeah. And the kids are, I think, far away. Downstairs, I think. So,
yeah, I'm not sure.
Or upstairs, one or the other. I forget where his office is. But
either way, we're looking at a lovely empty chair. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
This is normally the part where we find out what the people had to say. Apparently, they didn't have anything, so I guess we're off the hook and we'll just...
Bright. Somebody said, you guys sound super clear today. Thank you for being the brightest spot of my day. Needed the comfort of your voices.
Yeah, and we did. Yeah. I think we made a pretty good effort to keep it light today. Like, this is, you know, don't know about everybody else, but I fully expected there to be a landslide. I mean, I guess I didn't want to say it out loud, you know. I always didn't want to jinx it. I probably should have. I should have just said it out loud.
Well, it's not too far from what happened 4 years ago.
Yeah, so, I think that's why I wasn't expecting that.
I know, but I thought polls can't be totally wrong twice, can they? Mm. Didn't they figure out how to poll stuff? I think he's in the room now. Oh, hey, Vinny. Oh,
are we back?
Yeah. We've been back for a few minutes, yep.
Could you hear me peeing?
No.
Oh, God. I am so sorry. I was just sitting there like, yeah, do. All right. Sorry, everyone. Hi.
No worries
at all.
People, we were reading some texts that people saying how clear we sound today and that they're... happy we're here for them.
Oh.
Which is nice, right?
All right. I don't know if you've read any of these. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. So funny. Sarah's pooping herself and Edie's peeing herself.
Yeah.
Did you already read that one?
Two peas in a pot. Oh, no, we only read the one.
Okay. Let's see. 650 says, Sarah, number one, I hope that kid's teacher smacked him upside the head for asking that question. And number two,
kid's teacher was paying attention.
Only someone who is ugly on the inside could ask a question like that. And now everyone knows. Number three, he grew up to be Donald Trump. But that would put your age really.
I'm really older than I thought I was.
Yeah.
Turns out. Well, maybe he's Donald Trump Jr.
925 says, I love the radio.com app, but the increasing number of advertising is making me want to go back to radio. That's
well, come
how
on
we
back.
Pay for stuff.
Yeah. That's how you get it for free. Right.
Right. I mean, without asking you to pay a fee, that's the way we fund everything, including the Sarah and Vinny show.
Yep.
So please accept those ads. And you know what? Please shop with the people who are advertising with our company, because that's how you support us.
Right. Support the show by supporting the people that support the show. And thank you, by the way, for listening at all. We appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. 415 says, hoarding stuff between your butt cheeks. It's called a fanny pack. It's better to just buy the 80s style zipper fanny pack.
Yeah, but the police are going to immediately check that.
Right.
They might wait a minute to check your butt crack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're missing the point.
Push you forward and make you take a step, a violent step, to save yourself, and then you've dropped whatever was between your cheeks right down your pant leg. It's happened.
A little duct tape will solve that problem.
Well, you can't be ready for everything, can you? I mean, I guess you should be.
If you're transporting drugs. I mean, let's face it. That's dangerous business, Finn.
LOL, can't stop laughing, crying about Sarah's story. Sorry, Sarah, you are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to convince myself of that over the years. I tell myself every morning, you're awesome. You're awesome. 'Cause baby, I'm awesome. I'm also awesome.
Awesome.
I'm also awesome.
I'm also awesome.
I actually have awesome. I was so depressed at the beginning of quarantine. And, you know, like everybody, kind of lost. Like, what's going on? I have all these like daily affirmations that I read to myself every morning. They're on post-it notes all along the bottom of my computer.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Read one to us.
Ha ha ha, you're funny. That's one of them.
Okay.
It has a little face laughing with like it's like little laughing crying emoji.
All right.
I'm like, all right.
925 says, where's Isla? We miss her. Yeah, Isla's in school. School's back in, and Isla's now going to school. So,
in the other room?
Right.
In the other room, yeah. Mm. So she is busy. I told a coworker I had gone to a memorial service for a man who just passed at the age of 101, and she said, what did he die of?
He got super decrepit and his body gave out on him.
Yeah, I mean, I also still think, though, that people, because of COVID, are thinking that, you know,
right.
Is
COVID.
It COVID?
Right.
Okay, here we go. I worked as a board op for a station in Buffalo and was told I had a great face for radio. Well, that's rough.
Yeah, we've heard that a few times, too. Maybe that's why he asked it, like a face for radio thing. I was cute back then, too. That sucks. That kid really undermined my confidence.
That's the weird thing is that, you know.
I was cute.
I don't.
For a minute there.
You're still cute, and I don't know why that
well,
you
grandmas
would have
are cute. Little granny ladies, they are cute. I'm adorable.
Ever been
my little short hair. My little.
By a high school boy with
yeah,
a sharp.
It happens.
With a sassy mouth, with a. Smart
can't even,
mouth,
I can't.
As my mom would say. You got a smart mouth. Come over here, I'll smack it. Okay.
I got a dumb brain, so I'm coming over.
Yeah, I mean,
smart mouth, dumb brain.
I'm going to walk right into a fist? No thanks. Let's see here. Here's help for you, 408 says. The right response would have been, well, it's called having a face for radio. You look like you've got potential, too. Come see me after class for an application. Burn. Burn.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll use them when I mentally fight that high school kid later today.
Here's another one. 408 says, if I am so ugly, I could still pull your dad and be your mom, too. Take that, little Timmy.
What?
I was like Burn. 3 years old. I was like 3 years older than him. Like maybe 2021.
If some kid would have asked me why I'm ugly, I would have said, that's not what your daddy said last night. Burn.
Yeah, I'm sure that would have been.
In your face, Timmy.
And then he would have gone, my dad's dead. I go, oh, that must be why you asked such inappropriate questions. Jerko. Oh, so sorry about your dad. What'd he die of?
Well, the way you get stumped, I'm sure you wouldn't have had that ready to go either.
You're right. No, I had nothing. I had nothing ready to go.
Right.
Rub it in more, Vinny.
I'm sorry.
I've been making it up for it and
you
responding to you
up.
The rest of the
I didn't bring this
I
up.
I didn't bring this up. I did not bring this up.
I think you
Bryn
did.
Bryn brought it up. Bryn played the
Don't
thing.
I'm not here.
Do not play it. He just jumped off the Zoom call. That
Bryn
bastard.
Just went away.
I didn't do this. Now stop it. Oh, my God.
650 says, my kid asked me if I had implants.
Oh, Jesus.
That does seem a little inappropriate, but okay.
You tell me, kid. You nursed off of me. Huh? What do you think, huh? Does she have implants, by the way?
She doesn't say.
Oh, well, could you let us know? I don't know if your kid got it right or not.
Yeah, interesting. My son has deliberately stayed single, says 707, because he wants to get his life somewhat figured out before adding someone else to the mix. Totally support him. Not in a hurry for grandkids, says 707.
Yeah, I'm not in a hurry for grandkids, but I do want them. My one kid says, the older one just says, I don't have time for that.
Well, he's right.
And the other one won't talk to me at all, so.
He's totally right. He doesn't have time for kids.
No, he doesn't have time for a relationship.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, he definitely does not have time for kids. There's no question.
And I actually did the same thing. I think you should be deliberate when you have kids or a relationship. I felt the same way. My career was first, period. And I dated, but when someone would say, I feel like I don't rank in your list of priorities, Crunch. You're right.
You're ding, ranked, ding. But you're just third.
I mean, I don't, I'm sorry, you're putting me on the spot. Do you want an answer? For real?
Don't ask a question you don't want the answer to.
Right.
For real.
I know you shouldn't ask anyone how much money they make, but I never would have known that a male peer was less experience and years in the company made the same as me. Yeah, I mean, that's, you can ask, I guess. It can create problems, and anyone you'd think would say, that's none of your business.
Well,
don't
guess what,
that.
Ladies? That's what you hear when you find that stuff out. It's, you know, you're almost better off not asking because it's just going to freaking reinforce the fact that you're second class. Equal pay!
My brother's father-in-law tried to... Oh, what? I can't. Never mind. That one's a mess.
Let that one go. We're just going to let it go. Let it go.
It's worse when you're a girl with the stank foot. I was always so embarrassed to take my shoes off at a dude's house.
Oh.
You know, one of the things that happens in particular with girls' shoes, women's shoes, is that you might be barefoot in a shoe all day, a heel or whatever, and that alone can get kind of stinky. And then if you got a problem, yeah, I guess that could be, oof.
Yeah, a leather shoe, leather sole, not exactly breathable. Walking around in that thing all day, stank foot. You're a good person, don't worry, just because your feet stink.
And that's not, look, there's other, everybody's got, I don't know, anyway. Some people say soaking your feet in Listerine helps with stinky feet. Yeah, I think it's the alcohol in them, right?
I guess so. Probably. I don't know. I never heard of the alcohol thing.
Yeah, he always had the rubbing alcohol bottles, and he said something to do with his feet. I never went, so what do you do? But I assumed he's either soaking it or cotton balling the bottom of his feet, you know, with that to dry it out.
Gross.
Well, it's not as gross as having that athlete's foot yellow tinted rot smell.
That is true, Vin.
So
yuck. Feet. I actually like feet. Not stinky feet, but I like to see what people got going on. You know, let's have a look at those feet.
I didn't watch any election coverage last night. Woke up this morning and decided I would rather hear the news from you guys than anyone else. Thanks for being here.
You
got it.
That's
nice of you.
And if you want to hear the news from us, listen to the Lost 30. It started at 5:45.
Oh, don't say that. We had a rough morning. We had a rough start.
Yeah, that was our real feelings. And now we're chipper and cheerful. We're here for you. We love you, so we're trying real hard.
408 says, I was guessing Moana. I can't believe I didn't think of Moana of the soundtracks that are number 1, 2, and 3, but...
Moana
I do
wasn't
love
on that
list,
one. Though, was it?
No, it Moana wasn't what? On the list.
No, it wasn't. It was Frozen. The number one, the most weeks at number one for a soundtrack, non-consecutive, is Frozen 2 with 45 weeks. It just beat Frozen 1. And then the tied for third place was Greatest Showman and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Like, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? What? What's that doing on there? Come on.
Oh Brother, Where Art Thou is a Coen Brothers movie. It's brilliant, based on Odyssey by Homer.
But why? I mean, there were no hits on that album, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, why? How does that beat Saturday Night Fever or Grease?
Sarah, how have you not seen Oh Brother?
I know. I just haven't. Nobody will watch movies with me, and I really don't watch TV by myself.
Guardian of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's a solid soundtrack, but it was never, I guess it was, you know, I think it would depend what else is out at the same time, too. Like, maybe Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, there were no other movies that year, and so it just by default was the number one selling soundtrack.
I think
soundtrack.
You guys played, you guys alone, just on this show, played Brandy 200 times because of that soundtrack.
Right. Oh. Is that off Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes.
Your sweet little baby. Your sweet little baby. Your sweet little.
That's so sweet. I like it.
Someone wrote in. I'm wishing I could find it, but thankfully I've had a few confirmations. I watched a movie called Sinister over Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
Because it was number one on a list that we'd found. Right.
Right. The most. Like raised heartbeat levels or something. The scariest and, movie based on like physical reactions.
Yeah, and I like scary movies, so I was happy to watch it in the dark by myself, and you know, it was late and I was totally into it, and it scared the you know what out of me to the point where I was jumping up and pacing a little bit as I was deciding whether or not I would turn it off. Oh. And then I of course a friend of mine who watches a lot of movies wrote me and said, I did turn it off and I had to watch it. I tried to finish it during the next day during daylight and still couldn't finish it.
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh, okay, that's helpful. And another person wrote in, and I can't find this one, but they wrote in and said, are you kidding? That movie freaked me out. And that's good to hear. I'm glad. I'm very glad because I truly was sitting there
like
thinking,
innie.
What is wrong with me? Why am I'm falling for this way too much. But anyway, it turns out it is a pretty scary movie.
As backed up by your friends.
Thankfully. And one of our texters. And I can't just find the one. Popeyes is hella good, Sarah. This is actually a warning that once you try it, there's no going back.
Where's my nearest Popeyes? I got to figure this out.
I think it's across the bridge, Sarah. Or, I mean, you could go to San Francisco, but at Richmond, I think, is the closest one to you. Richmond
Chicken
City.
Locations.
Oh, Richmond's right across the, what bridge is that? That's the, Richmond Bridge, right?
I think so. Let's see.
Yeah, I want to say there used to be one in San Rafael, and there isn't. Yeah, I see one in Richmond. There's a couple actually look like in Richmond. Couple in the city. That, yeah, that's not. It's going to be a pain in the ass for John to get it for me, but he's going to. Or maybe we'll go out for dinner. I wouldn't mind a lobster dinner either. Do they still have those? Or COVID kill that too?
We've been making that at home.
Lobster?
We get the tails at the Costco. The butcher and make surf and turf.
Mm. Yum.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good. And my kid can eat it. So it's one of the few things where we're like, oh my God. She can't put butter on anything, but she could put lemon on it. So she's
lemon
been
works.
Eating. It's like
she
one
can
of
eat,
the.
And she can eat a steak. No problem.
And she can eat a steak. Yeah. As long as it doesn't have anything on it. So that whole, you know, seasoning.
My hollandaise sauce, my béarnaise sauce
yeah,
is
that's not
allowed.
Happening. Mm. Anyway, I've lost the. I can't find the one where the person's telling us that. That they're,
fine, 50, really.
They're over 50, and that movie scared the living you know what out of them too. And I was like, good, I'm glad, because I did feel like I was all alone. I mean, really, I'm starting to, like, it was nighttime, it was dark, and I'm in the covers, and I'm like, am I really falling for this bad? This is embarrassing.
I gotta get John to watch that with
me. I'm freaking out. Anyway, thanks everyone for your texts. We appreciate it. We'll be back to say goodbye after these messages on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for tuning in today. And
don't
also,
tune out.
Yeah, don't leave it on all day, 24/7. Alice is open for business. Janie's coming up later this afternoon.
Yeah, she is.
You got chances to win that The Nest Home Audio, which is awesome. And then maybe tomorrow we'll know stuff. Just maybe it'll only be one day of not knowing. And then maybe tomorrow we will know.
Wow, that's hopeful.
Yep. I'm look at me. I'm ever the optimist.
All right, everyone. Cross sure your fingers.
Like yep. It. And enjoy the great weather, by the way. I know the world, you know, maybe you're psyched about today. I don't know. But if you're not, try to get out there and enjoy the nice weather. At least you have that, a nice day here in California anyway.
Thank
Goodbye.
You.
See you. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.